views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. For the next hour, we are going to be talking about how to experience instant relief as you shift energy through your intuition. And The Truth is Funny happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. I've been very fortunate. I've been traveling around the globe, meeting really, really cool, interesting people that are experts at empowering people to get what they want. And I have one of my all-time favorites on the show here today, and that is Karen Campbell-Benton. She's been on the show before, and we were talking about how to have your children step into their potential and, you know, looking into what's holding you back, what's holding your children back, why we don't always express our highest potential. And Karen is a certified body talk practitioner, and she's a UN Method master and instructor, and she was a certified acute care nurse practitioner. She's also a mother, and she is the owner of Intuitive Living, which provides private and group sessions and seminars to connect each and every person to their infinite potential. And so, Karen, welcome back to The Truth is Funny.
Thank you very much.
It's such a pleasure to have you back. Last time you were on the show, we didn't manage to really talk too much about this because we were shifting energy for people that were calling in, and it was pretty steady. So I'm just going to remind the callers that that's what we love to do. So we love to connect with you. You can call in at 1-800-930-2819 if you want to have some energy shifted. Last week, we had Sharan Sirdar on the show, and we had a couple things come back. One was very interesting. This woman was listening to our radio show and listening to about how to shift energy, and noticed that her neighbor's farmer was... cow went into labor, and the cow was having difficulty, and so what happened is she ended up just doing what she heard us doing on the radio show, and the cow just everything went really smooth, and she facilitated that. So that was really, really cool. We've also had someone that we worked on real estate with who was planning a move, and she was able to sell her home without without even having to list it, and found her dream home in her dream city with a dream job all within about a 2-3 week period. So those are the results that we like to see. And also this morning, I just want to say that I'm having like a really beautiful, beautiful time right now because my niece just had another little baby girl, and last night at about 8:30, and we are so blessed to have another little one in our family. One thing, Karen, that you and I were just talking about before we came on the air was that people like call giving birth labor. And you don't want to necessarily put those kind of words into something. If we call it deliverance or delivering and giving birth, it's a lot stronger than saying that someone's gone into labor or hard labor, you know. Mm-hmm. The words we use can really change the way that a baby comes into this world. And then so in the world, words that we use throughout their, you know, while we bring them up and, you know, from our childhood affect us all. So, you know, you and I were talking earlier also about, you know, it's summer holidays, right? Mm-hmm. But does it, for a lot of moms and dads, it doesn't really feel like a holiday. Mm-hmm. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Well, I think in my experience, there's sort of this up and down energy of it, the relaxation place, but then the thought place of giving space to have lots of thoughts about what I should be doing to, you know, support my family in, you know, being the best that they can at whatever they do. And I think one of the things I find is just strengthening us as a family to support our downtime, you know, the time where we plant the seeds for the expansion of ourselves when it feels effortless, you know, rather than trying to, you know, put a whole lot of drive and effort and making it happen by, you know, stressing out our adrenals and fighting, supporting this opening to what we can magnetize into our lives. Strengthening me and my family and those around us and my clients to support our ability to magnetize what we want to show up in our lives without the, like you said, the labor or the fight or the collective belief that what we want can only come at the cost of a fight.
Exactly. And like just using the instance of, you know, because we had a cow give birth and then I have this beautiful new niece in my family. And, you know, in my family, a lot of us had challenging labors, and I've done a lot of energetic shifting around that. It's the information that things have to be challenging, that things have to be difficult, and it's actually a natural process. And so is learning a natural process. It is natural for human beings to want to expand and accelerate along with the universe, because in actual fact, we're not really human beings. We're conscious beings that are living in a human body. And so when we remember that we are actually infinite and we have infinite potential, we can get into a place where we can energetically shift anything that would be getting in the way. A lot of times what those shifts are, you know, can be varied between different people and different situations. I mean, the same problem, and it's not necessarily going to be the same root cause for you or for me or for any child of why they would have that problem. We're all very unique. That's why testing energy and then shifting it is so powerful. Mm-hmm. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen, and my guest today is Karen Campbell Benton. When we return, we're going to share more ways to move more energy and make shift happen.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip of the day. Standing in your power should be the greatest thing in the world. Why isn't it? When I ask you to bring an intention you have up before you, something so true and important to you, and you begin to shift toward it, you suddenly realize you're opening your heart and energy in a direction and turning your back on something else. They can be past choices, people, and circumstances you've tolerated for a very long time. In that moment, you do realize how truly powerful you are and that you can do this. But you also realize you might risk something you're not certain you're ready to let go of. Let's give ourselves the gift of our own power. Let's learn to not be afraid of it. Join me on my new show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine, and visit me at LeslieFontaine.com or call 678-665-3366.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenn Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from six delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Karen Campbell-Benton. Before we continue, Karen, just share your information with everyone so that they know how to connect with you.
Yes, my name's Karen Campbell-Benton. My website is www.intuitiveliving.ny.com. And my email is karen@intuitiveliving.ny.com. And my phone, if you choose to call, would be 917-685-1528.
Awesome. And Brian says we have a caller on the line here. So, Shay, are you there?
Yeah.
Hi, Shay. Is this my sweetheart from New York?
Oh, yeah, you bet.
Yeah, how's your hip doing?
It's all right.
So yeah, you had, Shay is Karen's daughter, actually, and she had a, she was competing at a national Celtic dance event and ended up having an injury right before, and then you had an injury happen while you were there also, didn't you, Shay?
Yeah.
It was a rough weekend, hey?
Oh, boy, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And so when we worked on her hip, and a lot of it came up just about like this, that Shay just came in 35th at World Championship. And then there was one competition after another. And energetically, it was just she was at a point in her life where she wanted to be still. And a lot of times what happens is, you know, our children today, you know, when I was raising my children, I was like this, they were so talented, and I had them in a lot of different sports and a lot of different camps and a lot of different things to keep them occupied while, you know, through the summer holidays. And what happens for some, you know, there's certain points where people just need to rest. And when we're at that point, we want to honor that in our children, and we want to honor that in ourselves. Because if you force yourself to push through and continue, using like a damaged hip or something because you don't want to miss a camp or something for the future, and you're forcing yourself to do it, then what happens is it creates too much effort in the body. And sometimes, especially, and this is important for parents to recognize, is the weakness for Shay at that time came up that she was actually growing, and growing quite rapidly at that time. And her body was telling her to rest, and her mind and the competitions and the schedule was telling her to go, go, go. So what happened, Shay? Your hip is it's still not 100%. I'm getting.
Yeah.
But how, like on a scale of 1 to 10, what's the pain level at now?
Probably like a 4 or 5.
Okay, so that's way down from where it was. And have you been kind of chilling out a little bit?
Oh yeah.
and see, this is really funny because now I'm getting the reason why your hip isn't mending like super quick is because you're kind of enjoying the slow time. how does it feel to you?
Pretty good.
Do you miss, like, do you feel kind of weird not being busy?
Yeah, really.
So this is what's coming up. So we'll just get you strong to that when you're ready, that you'll go back out there and do your thing because you're very, very good at it. But, you know, every single athlete, every single person that's doing any work needs to sometimes have a rest from it. And so this is really important to acknowledge for all of us, parents, children alike, because for a lot of moms and dads, when the kids are out of school, you know, they worry about keeping them busy because, you know, the babysitting and all of that. So we just want to do a collective collective correction around that, but also tuning into you, Shay, just allowing you to give yourself permission to listen to your body. This is one of the most important gifts that a parent can give a child, is to allow them to listen to their body and allow them to express what's happening inside of them. Because our body, in a physical way, will tell us things that are happening on an underlying level. And so, you know, emotional and psychological issues will come up. And, you know, and then sometimes it just right bottoms down, you know, it comes right down to the fact that, you know, sometimes we just are in a place where we need to rest, and especially when children are growing. And so, you know, we're going to strengthen that for you, that, you know, you can express yourself 100%. And because this is your right hip, it's right on the point. And it's coming like that. I feel like in about 2 or 3 days, you're going to start noticing that you're going to want to start doing more with your, you know, like more challenging athletic pursuits and stuff with your body. The dance that you're doing is extremely, extremely athletic. And if you've ever seen this, you know, and when you're competing at the world level, you are really putting yourself out there in a way. It's mentally challenging, it's physically demanding, and so, you know, we want to honor that for you, and you know, and that, and so that a child doesn't have to actually feel that they have to be sick to not take time off from what they're doing. And this happens with a lot of adults also, so we want to just strengthen that for everybody. Listen to your body. Listen to what's going on in your body, and don't be ashamed of it. And there is nothing that is happening in your body that we can't shift, and find once we find the underlying reasons for it. So
yeah,
I just
having people's family and parents as a whole supporting the insight to rest without needing, and you had said this, and I'm getting this completely from you, with the excuse, you know, needing to get an injury or an illness to have everyone that supports them and around them support the rest downtime, where we have the insight to support the rest and the downtime intuitively without needing the physical experience of an injury or an illness.
Absolutely. And really, when you think about it, one of the greatest gifts we can give our children is for them to trust us, to be able to express themselves to us. And, myself, when I was raising my daughters, I mean, I saw how beautiful and talented they were, and I had them in everything because I didn't want them to miss out on any opportunities. Having said that, you know, you need to test, where is this child at right now in this? And you know, especially when Shay, right now, you're 13, are you not?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so she's growing. And this is what I was picking up. And so we want to strengthen that, the evenness from the bottoms of the feet to the top of your to the top of your head and back down to the top, to the bottom of your feet. And an evenness from the left to the right. And an evenness in the way that you feet hit the ground. We're just going to strengthen that. It's coming up, making sure that you have an ability to walk with evenness, to stand with evenness, to sit with evenness, and even to lay down with evenness. Because another thing that's coming up for you, Shay, I'm picking up, is that it's kind of awkward when you're a young lady and you're growing. And so all of a sudden, you know, there's a lot of changes happening. So we're just going to strengthen you to a lot of change happening so that there doesn't have to be any overwhelm. And we're going to strengthen that for you, that you're going to start really expressing yourself and letting people around you know what you want and what you need, and strengthen that intuitively for your mom and your dad and your siblings. How does that feel to you, Shay?
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, there. It's changing, right? It's changing for your mom, too, because
she feels really good. Yeah.
So I just want to ask, where is your hip at now? Like, how does it feel right now on number wise?
Maybe like a 4.
Okay. So we're just going to strengthen your perception to, I'm getting that in 3 days, you're going to notice a change. So let's take you down that you could rest for 3 days for 3 more days, but you wouldn't have to have pain for 3 more days to be able to rest for 3 more days. That's how it's coming up. So we'll, you know, I'll contact your mom and we'll find out from her later how you're doing. Okay.
Okay.
And thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay. And congratulations on being such a fabulous dancer.
Well, thank you, Colette.
You're welcome. I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Call in if you want an opportunity to shift your life for better. We are here, 1-800-930-2819. Karen and I'll be right back to make more shift happen.
We've already said
listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip of the day. Standing in your power should be the greatest thing in the world. Why isn't it? When I ask you to bring an intention you have up before you, something so true and important to you, and you begin to shift toward it, you suddenly realize you're opening your heart and energy in a direction and turning your back on something else. They can be past choices, people, and circumstances you've tolerated for a very long time. In that moment, you do realize how truly powerful you are and that you can do this. But you also realize you might risk something you're not certain you're ready to let go of. Let's give ourselves the gift of our own power. Let's learn to not be afraid of it. Join me on my new show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine, and visit me at lesliefontaine.com or call 678-665-3366.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenn Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Call in, and if you want to have some energy shifted, 1-800-930-2819. We are here with Karen Campbell-Benton, my guest today. Karen and I are talking about children, about some of the issues that come up around our children, and parenting. And Karen, we were just going to move into, we wanted to talk to people about grades and measurements, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Do you want to speak a little bit on that?
Well, I think measurements alone, when you just say that word, there is a weakening, right? We all have unconscious concerns about measuring up, which are influenced by our accumulated experiences of perceiving that we did not measure up. So we bring, in my experience, my own perceptions of not measuring up and experiences of not measuring up and essentially dump them onto my perceptions of my children. And with my clients, one of the most freeing ways to strengthen and support a child to experience something different is strengthening the parent to support and neutral and let go of their experiences of not measuring up. And it's quite interesting, you know, when you're raising children today, you are, you know, we're measuring them constantly, right? We take them to the doctor and we measure their height and their weight. And then this new
thing. Well, we measure them as soon as they come in. We measure them. Yeah. We weigh them in and, you know, and that's what people talk about, you know. How big is the baby? How long is the baby, you know?
Or my favorite one was how big the head was, which all of my kids were over 100% in the circumference of their head.
You know what? That runs in my both sides of my family, too. And my sister said, so what? That means when people model, they like to have big heads. Just for any of you listening out there that have big heads.
I definitely, some would say I walked a little funny after I gave childbirth. Thanks. Yeah. 100%. But I actually had the beauty of strengthening and was able to, speed past that experience quite quickly. One of the newest things, and it was interesting, I was actually talking to a friend the other day about a child being invited to play on more advanced levels of sports, but yet they're measured on this thing called the Tanner scale as to where they are in puberty. And if they don't start showing signs of puberty, they won't be allowed to play on the high skill sport when they're in middle school.
Wow.
So, you know, you and then as a parent, even doing this myself, you start to feel that feeling again of, oh no, I'm not going to measure up. So I think, you know, in general, I would just like to strengthen the collective community that is connected to us here and those not connected to us to strengthen us to connect to our insight when we start to experience not measuring up.
Well, you know, Karen, I just have to interrupt because it's so funny what just came up for me.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, when we're talking about measurements and about puberty and all of this is there's many times where, you know, women or will call and, you know, they'll have a session with me. They want to increase their breast size.
Yeah.
And, you know, or have rounder breasts or whatever. And often one of the leading weaknesses can be that they want to be, have an A. Yeah. And so they want to have an A cup because like they don't want to have a D or a C or a B. They want an A. And it's so hilarious because that's how prevalent it is in our society.
Right.
And I mean, we're taking little children to daycares now and they're going to, you know, school very, very young and very early.
Right.
And so, you know, it's kind of funny, but go ahead and finish what you're saying. I just just popped in and I thought that was so funny.
I'm a little distracted because I want an A too.
Okay, well, maybe that's coming from you. So if anyone wants to call in 1-800-930-2819, we're going to get back on track now and stop laughing too hard. If there is such a thing. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're talking about grades and measurements of children and expectations of them being at a certain place at a certain level of development at a certain time. And, you know, like this, you know, this creates a lot of concern and worry. And in actual fact, we're very unique beings.
Right.
And the children coming in now, I don't know if anyone else has noticed, but a lot of people tell me they notice that they're way smarter than we were.
Right.
Like in different ways. They think differently. Karen, can you hold your thought? And we're going to take a caller here. We've got Damien from Brooklyn calling in. Damien, are you there?
Hello.
Hey.
Yes, I'm
how
here.
Are you, Damien?
Hey, good. How's it going, Claire?
Oh, it's going awesome. I'm out in beautiful Kelowna, BC, which is God's country. You'd love it here. Is this the Damien that
fantastic.
I know from years ago at the seminar?
Yes. Yes, you know me, yes.
Yeah, I haven't heard from you in years.
It's been a while, but I heard that Karen was on today, so I wanted to call in and see if you could combine your powers and heal a little wrist injury that I've been dealing with for quite a while. So it doesn't really have a whole lot to do with kids, but maybe it does. Who knows?
That's okay. Yeah? We'll shift this energy for you. How much is your wrist bothering you? On a scale of 1 to 10.
You know, I've managed to fix it to the point where it's not so painful. But if I do a certain movement, I mean, I've had to stop training martial arts and that kind of stuff because of it. So if I do, like, you know, like go down on all fours sort of thing, then it's quite painful. It's like a 9 maybe.
Okay. So it only hurts when it's extended?
Exactly.
Okay. Right away what I'm picking up is that all of the martial arts and all of the sports and everything, it's an extension of yourself. And in actual fact, it's very similar to what we were just talking about with Shay, about wanting to, you know, like feeling that you need to be able to keep doing all the things that you're able to do and be able to do all of them at once or anytime you want, and not sort of allowing your body to rest in between certain activities. This is so.
That sounds about right.
How did you originally injure it?
I think it might have been a snowboarding injury years ago, okay. And then just kind of progressively got worse.
What age were you when you had that injury?
I'm not sure. I'm going to say 25, maybe.
Okay.
I don't really remember.
Okay, and what age are you now?
36 yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday. You and
Thank
my
you.
New niece are born on the same day. I'm going to take that as a great sign.
Yeah. It's
yeah.
a good day to be born.
Okay,
actually,
so 20...
I met a lot of people. Go ahead, sorry.
Oh, so you were 25 when the injury happened, and you're 36 now?
Yeah.
Okay, because it's coming up your age. It's so let's get you strong to moving into being more than 35.
All right.
You're weak to that, okay?
Well,
energetically.
Yeah,
that
that's when it started really acting up. Yeah. That's when it really started acting up. Yeah.
When you mentioned. Going on all fours is sort of submissive. So the experiences of being submissive to others, submitting to others, others submitting to him.
Bowing down in martial arts.
Yeah. Or bowing down life on anything.
Yeah.
Right? Bowing down to those that are weaker, those that are not weaker. And then others bowing down to him, right? The experience of the unevenness of either one of those experiences.
I'm also picking up a weakness of expectations of what you're supposed to have accomplished by the time you're 36 years of age, because now you're closer to 40. So let's just clear those. This is what we were talking about, how measurements that we do in children from when they're younger and in the educational system can have follow a person and have an effect on them way later in life. I just want to ask you, when you, because I don't, for some reason, the age 11 is coming up weak for you.
Okay.
What grade would you be in when you're in 11?
The school system's slightly different in Ireland. I would have been, when I was 11, I think I would have been in fourth or fifth class.
Okay, and did you move from one separate building to another? Like, do they segregate, like, the different grades there?
Yeah, there was like a school, there was a main school, and then there was like little porta cabin things out the back. And I think that might have been the year that I went from the school to being out in one of those porta cabins, actually.
Yeah, I'm just picking up a weakness from when you were 11 years old of being separated from other people in the group. And it bothers you, the thought that your wrist might be separated from your body. It's kind of like you felt like you weren't part of the main body there. So let's just clear that emotion, the emotions that came up at that time. Do you remember that being a trying experience for you?
I remember that was the first year probably that, like, going out in those porta cabins and not having, I think that was the first year that I had one of those really strict teachers.
Yeah,
you know, like all the
things
up till then.
Not enough flexibility.
Yeah, okay, exactly. All the teachers up to them were really strict and were really nice. And then we sort of like got the serious teachers that was in the cabin.
When you have to start taking life too seriously, that's what is coming up. We need to take a quick break here. This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth is Funny. Hang on, Damien. And when we come back, we'll check in with you where your wrist is at. And Karen and I are correcting energy for people. We will be right back to make some more shift happen right in a minute or so.
A place where nobody dared to go. The love that we came to know. to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high quality homeopathic such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
This is Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. My guest today is Karen Campbell Batten, and we were just speaking with Damien from, well, originally, we're from Seattle now, I think. Damien, are you there?
I'm here, yeah.
Hi.
New York.
Oh, from New York. Okay. I've got you confused with the next guest. I didn't know where you were living.
Damien,
when you get in touch with your wrist right now, does it feel the same or different?
Let's see. It feels pretty much the same.
Okay. So when you get in touch with that, things being the same old thing, I'm just getting that there's a lack of flexibility for you to move into a different way. And I'm also picking up a weakness, if this is preventing you from doing the martial arts, that in many ways, you're not strong to doing martial arts at this time, not strong to doing certain aspects of it is what's coming up. Is it your right wrist or your left wrist?
Right.
Right. Okay. So
yeah, right.
Okay, and this is so. And how long has it been bothering you for?
I'd say a year, maybe.
Yeah. Okay. I'm getting that for you. Being a man, carrying yourself as a man in this world, it's kind of like turning 35 and then moving out of 35 into 36 is kind of like it's coming in from the paternal line. Having to be more responsible like your father, And so we're just going to strengthen like other men around you. So, and I'm getting, you are very responsible, but in a different way than other people. So we just strengthen you to that, being totally different in being judged or criticized around that, and being flexible in about going in circles is what's coming up. Like feeling like sometimes like your life is going in circles. What else are you picking up, Karen?
Yeah, nothing's coming to me right now. Sounds good.
Yeah. Okay. So we want to check in with you again here and Damien, and just see if you notice a change.
I'm not noticing a change, but maybe my perception needs to catch up.
Okay. So we'll just strengthen that, and you can email me later and let me know what if you do notice a shift. I feel that at right now it's kind of like a I'm picking up that you are shifting, and it's more down to about between a 3 and a 6 back and forth. And so, that's coming up 36 to 63. So let's correct you energetically to being in, there's some stuff coming up, but I have another caller on. So we're going to go to him, and, you can email me and just let me know, if you notice anything happening, we'll see what we can do with it.
Absolutely.
Okay, cool.
Absolutely.
It was really great talking to you again.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Karen.
Okay.
Bye.
Do we have Raul from Seattle? Is that the next guest?
Yes,
hello?
It is.
Okay, cool.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hi,
is
Colette.
This Raul?
This is Sam. This is Raul.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing better.
Good. You called into the show. What? Tell us what's happening now.
Right now I'm interested in. I need to find a new job. I definitely put my best effort where I'm at right now, and I'm wondering if you could somehow help me with a clear path and anything that you might encounter that can help me improve either my creativity or something that it can open a new door for me.
Okay. So when you think about opening new doors, right away the word comes up, stuck. And so we're just going to strengthen you to that. And Karen, what are you getting for Raul?
Doors opening slowly. So just the slowness. You're just strengthening it to the future slowness, to your past experiences of slowness. Doors opening slowly, doors opening a little, doors opening a lot, and doors opening fast and then neutral. So that you can stay strong to your insight, no matter what you're perceiving the experience to be.
And what I'm also picking up is the thought of doors opening and not knowing what's on the other side of them.
Mm.
Okay, so when you get in touch with where you want to go in your career change, where would you like to see that take you?
Well, I like the healing arts a lot. I work in something absolutely completely different, but I reach a point where I can barely come into work sometimes. So
So this is what I'm getting. There is nothing on the world that's completely different. Is what's coming up. Like all the skills that you're. Let's get you strong to the skills that you're acquiring in your present situation, and applying them to move towards where you want to go when you go through those doors. And so let's just strengthen that 100% infinite potential to the power of infinity, and strengthen you that to the known, the unknown, and to any experiences growing up where you didn't know the answer, and that bothers around that. Karen, we're running out of time here, so can we just have you give a little bit more input here?
Oh, yeah, for him, yeah.
Yeah.
That you ruined everything. I would say a bit around sort of his livelihood, right? The business and the job and the people. So the business feels strong, but job and people, new job, new people, old job, old people, known job, unknown job, known people, unknown people, those kind of inner dynamics. So we just strengthen you to that, and those the external influences coming to impact your weakness around the collection of those three energies.
Yeah, and when as soon as you said that, Karen, what I picked up too is like, you know, when you move from one school to another, or you're in a new class, and having that having that fear of all who's going to be in the class and who are the new people that I'm going to have to deal with. Let's just clear all that energy for you also, Raul.
Yeah.
So when you get in touch with it now, how does it feel to you?
It feels definitely more peaceful.
Okay, so, you know, we are about to end the show here pretty quick. So feel free to email me and let me know what's going on and how, you know, and what happens. As I said earlier in the show, I worked with a lady who you have to define what the perfect position is that you want so that you can strengthen yourself to it, okay?
Like,
you work on that and see what comes up in the next couple weeks or so. Karen, so thank you for calling in. And Karen, I just want to thank you for coming on The Truth is Funny. Mm-hmm. If people want to get in connection with me, you can reach me at thetruthisfunny.com. And also Mark Kettenbach and I Mark Kettenbach from Germany and I are teaching seminars in Vancouver. We have a seminar coming up here. It's going to be about relationship rescue at our energetic upgrade seminar. And we're going to focus on how to improve relationships through, you know, in your money, your finances. You know, we have relationships with our health, with all sorts of aspects. And we're really looking forward to that. And then we have an upcoming seminar in Germany and England later on in September. You can go to energeticupgrade.com for information on that. And also, if you want to connect with me, you can connect with me at The Truth is Funny with Colette on Facebook and all the other social media. And I am sort of in the holiday mode myself and hanging out at the house, still writing, getting my book finished here, getting there. And so if you want private sessions, you can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com. Karen, thank you so much. Do you have any last sentence of advice for people?
Enjoy the lightness. Embrace the lightness.
And enjoy the sunshine. Or the rain, as it may be.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone. You're listening to Colette Marie Stephan on The Truth is Funny. We'll be back next week at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip of the day.
Standing in your power should be the greatest thing in the world. Why isn't it? When I ask you to bring an intention you have up before you, something so true and important to you, and you begin to shift toward it, you suddenly realize you're opening your heart and energy in a direction and turning your back on something else. They can be past choices, people, and circumstances you've tolerated for a very long time. In that moment, you do realize how truly powerful you are and that you can do this. But you also realize you might risk something you're not certain you're ready to let go of. Let's give ourselves the gift of our own power. Let's learn to not be afraid of it. Join me on my new show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine, and visit me at lesliefontaine.com or call 678-665-3366.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenn Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from six delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Spigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.